My first major rejection, career-wise, came from the lofty heights of Jesus College, Oxford. It was 1991 and I was 18 years old. I had little idea what Oxford University demanded from an interviewee. I was a comprehensive schoolgirl and no one I knew well had any experience of higher education. And yet, encouraged by my English teacher, I believed a place at Oxbridge was my right. Many of the novels I'd read were written by people who'd studied there. Sometimes these stories featured Oxford's Towers of Learning as the redemptive destination of their heroes. I believed I would become one of these special people, the people for whom books were life. I'd pass the entrance exam. I was shy and not very skilled at talking, but I trusted that whoever was interviewing me would somehow see my worth. The interviewer was a watery-eyed old gent called Dr. Jones. I sat on the sofa in his pastel-coloured study and he asked what my favourite book was. I said, The Colour Purple. Dr. Jones moved swiftly on to the subject of my hobby, painting. 10 minutes later, I was dismissed. I was confused. This man hadn't asked me about Alice Walker or even about Shakespeare. A few days later, a note arrived in the post informing me that Jesus College would not be offering me a place to read English. After a period of disbelief, I stewed on the injustice of it all. Everything in my background had counted against me. I hadn't gone to the right school. I didn't speak in the right way. It wasn't until my mum asked what was wrong that I realised I was full of rage. She advised me to break something. So I went into the garden, smashed a plate on the path and felt better for a few moments. It's embarrassing to admit, but it took me years to get over this first rejection. For 10 years I stopped writing creatively, believing I wasn't one of those special Oxbridge people for whom books were life. I finally began writing again, age 28, because I'd had enough of making myself unhappy. In doing so, I opened myself up to many more rejections, but none have been as painful as that first big no. I've had novels turned down by all the major UK publishers. I send out short stories regularly, and for every one that's accepted, there are 10 that aren't. Every rejection hurts, but I no longer break plates about them, because at least now I am writing. The worst thing about that first rejection wasn't that I'd been turned down by Oxford. It was that it made me reject my own impulse to write. I had, in effect, rejected myself. To embrace a life of writing is to embrace hundreds of rejections. Perhaps that first big no prepared me for this life of many no's, and a few small but significant yeses.